Hey, everybody, it's Lisa. It's been a while. I had a caller the other day, a wonderful client, awesome client, and she reminded me of my podcast. That was, like, so crazy to me. But it also reminded me, like, oh, my gosh, that's right. I used to do podcasts. So I really don't expect anybody to get online here because I was just playing around with it, wanted to see if it was still available. So it is, obviously. And as we start to kind of move forward into this, I'm just playing around because it's so different now. I guess the last show I did was 2015 here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm like, why don't I do that more often? I really, really should do that more often. So here I am. Okay, so I'm going to go share this on the page that I manage. Let's see now, because you know what? Blog talking is really awesome. I'm going to be traveling more in the next few. Actually, I have been traveling more, and now I am going to be traveling more. So it's going to be pretty awesome. But, you know, this way I can just do it on the phone, which would be cool too. So how has it been going? I know many of you have been watching me on YouTube here and there. I know it's sporadic. That's why I was kind of excited about this idea here, because it's, I'm definitely going to do a weekly reading, but I think it's more than that. As most of you are aware, I've just been changing it up, and I've been really downshifting, and I've been really kind of like, you know, I don't know, I guess kind of seeing where I'm at, like many of us, and looking at how I want to move forward. And I've been working out a lot of stuff for myself and my family, and it's been awesome. And we have a lot of changes here in the Beachy household. Kids are going to junior high and getting jobs and graduating and stuff. So, you know, the angels have really surrounded me in that as well, which has been really cool. And so always, always grateful about that. So as we start to kind of look forward and we start to look at what's left the year ahead, I know a lot of us this year have really struggled with the changes and transformation that took place last year. Many of us last year, it just was a lot, right? Like just a lot. And so as we started to kind of figure out who we were and how we're moving forward, I've heard from many of my clients, like lots of people, and these wonderful people I get to talk to all the time, about why is anything happening? And there was a lot of anxiety and stress from May through August and kind of looking at that, right? So I think that law of attraction needed to catch up this year, if that makes sense. It's like we've been waiting for the catch-up game. We planted like all these seeds, and we really did. And we really just started trying to like be patient as the law of attraction caught up. Because when you have such a huge vibrational shift, right, such a huge vibrational shift of your life and what's going on and how everything changes and all that stuff, we've been stressed and worried. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, that I've talked to over the last few months, we're kind of being tempted to go back into dysfunction and kind of go back to what you knew, like pre-transformation, and relationships have kind of blown up a little bit, or, you know, not quite sure how to move forward because you don't know what it is to kind of be that person that moves forward in a direction that's the unknown, and really being forced to have faith, right? In that. And as that happens, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of cool. So that's a lot of what I want to kind of cover as we go forward into, I don't know how far ahead. I like just talking, and you guys know that that's the way I am, right? So I will definitely do that. And as we go forward into that, it's also very important to understand that they're saying my description's too long. You know, in that, it's also kind of wonderful that, I know what I'll do. I'm fixing how they're trying to want it. You're saying everything's too long. There we go. Okay, awesome. So as we go forward, sorry, just playing around. There's nobody on the call anyways, but I know that if you're listening to this, it's kind of frustrating. So what I've kind of decided to do is what I'm going to do is I'm going to create this, and also I'm going to just in general, very likely just kind of, hey, you know, here I am, here's what's going on, and here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at this week, we're going to look at the week ahead. I've been slacking on pulling cards for the future, but I had Archangel Michael coming in very, very, very strongly all week long. And he just kept saying, hey, you need to help my people out. So here I am. You know, what's also really interesting about that, and I hope to God people can hear me. What's also really interesting about that is that, you know, honestly, I think if we look at how we're moving ahead on all of this, we're going to need guidance over the next few months. I mean, the world itself is going a bit crazy, but that's all as it should be. It's very important to know that. And we also have to be really aware that as things are shifting and changing and as things are moving forward, we need to be really aware that it is all as it needs to be. A lot of things that are really kind of crazy about life in general, in the world in general, and kind of all that stuff, the real honest truth is that, you know, all this crap that's happening around the world and kind of like not, it's like making us crazy, it honestly is exactly as it needs to be. Like when you start looking at politics and you start looking at everything kind of going crazy in the world, it's been coming up to this point. I mean, the world's always been crazy. But to be honest, I think it's pushing us to shift and to change, and it's forcing us to, you know, just kind of do what we have to do, because it's been a very long time where now we're seeing such almost violent results or accumulation of weather and climate change and everything that's coming on here. We're really having to do our part as conscious human beings here. And it's time to get going. And you know, it all has to blow apart sometimes, or people have to get driven to a certain point where change is forced, whether we like it or not. And unfortunately, that's also happening in a lot of people and personality types. So hopefully why I bring this all up is because my little bit here to help out can kind of give you a little bit of a look ahead, some guidance, some advice. Kind of if you're lost, you'll be able to know how we're going to move forward. This week alone, I'm using the Stephen Farmer Animal Card deck, and I'm going to use the, like I said, the Archangel Michael deck by Doreen Virtue. And I really just want to kind of look at the snapshot of the week ahead. We're going to look at the present moment. What do we need to know about this week? What do we need to know about what's going on? And I like to use two decks because the same time, if you've had readings with me, you know that. I like to use two decks at the same time that are so different, an animal totem animal deck and an angelic card deck, because I love the synchronicities and the serendipities of it all, because what really ends up happening there is you see how it is just angelic, right? There's just no other way to say it, where the coincidences and the cards working from different decks really comes together, which is awesome. So the present moment of what we need to know for this week, you know, getting there, you know, it does say the kangaroo card comes in and says you need to be really grateful. There's a lot of gratitude and being grateful for what you're blessed with. And really, this is a week where also the angels and the Archangel Michael deck are saying positive thoughts create positive results. So those are the same card. And like I said, that's why I like this, because we need to know that this is a week of keeping a positive attitude, keeping an attitude that the, you know, because it does create positive thoughts, do create positive mindsets. And it's important to realize that this week we are, if you remember last week, we are moving into our own, you know, destiny. I mean, it's a big word, but it really is that they're our own destiny. And so as we're moving into that and as we're moving into the creation of that, the really kind of cool thing about this is that it's time to remember to stay positive and don't let other people's negative Nelly or negative Nelson attitudes really, you know, do something on that or change that in you, because only you have control of your own thoughts. You have control over your own creation and your own mind, and you are the one that has these choices to be powerful or pitiful. It's something Joyce Meyer always says, and I love it because it's so true. And, you know, to be honest as well, I have told you guys I'm making a lot of changes in my life. If you booked readings with me, I already sent an email out to the clients that I always work with. It's something that I've been making changes the last few weeks. It's just this card, these cards symbolize it the most. I'm learning to be grateful. I want to learn to be, you know, on my own and kind of all that stuff. I want to learn to kind of move forward into what resonates with me now. And that's really important. You know, I think that if we look at that, the action card of what we need to know and what we need to do in the week ahead, the porcupine comes in and says, you need to free yourself of guilt and shame. That goes perfectly with what they're asking us to do this week, and being grateful and being positive and stop looking on what's not working. Stop focusing on what you don't have. Stop focusing on, and they say this very lovingly, like Archangel Michael comes in with the biggest heart. All of your angels are surrounding you with so much love. You know, you don't get sent to me for the airy fairy, let's be fluffy and rainbows and shoot glitter out of our butt kind of readings. You know, it's, I mean, not, there's a place in the world for that for sure, but Lisa Beachy is all practical, right? All the time. And the reality is Archangel Michael's my bud and he's my best friend. And to be 100% honest, you're being too hard on yourself. I know I was. I've been going on and off into pity mode here and there the last few months. Lots of high anxiety for a lot of people, just out of nowhere and for no reason all through August. And that's because intuitively we could feel the changes coming. We knew our soul contract was about to shift. We knew that our soul contract was going to kind of divine us into the way where, hey, it's time. Like in 2016, we had to release and let go of people that didn't serve us and jobs that didn't serve us. And that was a lot of fun for me reading with you guys, let me tell you. So grateful to help you out through it, but it was hard, right? And then 2017, we changed our mind. We changed our life. We changed our energy. 2018 has been almost harder. Waiting, having faith, a lot of faith about we don't know why we're doing certain things. We don't know why certain things are happening. But to be completely honest, it resonates and it must resonate because, you know, it's we have faith. So here we are at the time in these next couple of weeks that say, look, it's not an easy week. It's not, but it really could be if you just, how are you going to look at it? How are you going to look at what's changing? How are you going to look at the choices that you have to make? Because they are very much based on the kind of innocence of freeing yourself of guilt and shame from people you feel like you've let down, people that you feel, you know, now that you've changed, you're changing the dynamic of your relationship with a lot of these people. You're changing who you are. So the people around you are being forced to adapt or go away. Well, the honest truth is that that's hard because that means relationships peel off. That means people that don't serve us peel away. Like, you know what I mean? So if we're looking at that in a way where we just have to, our action card says, free yourself of guilt and shame. The other action card says, lean on God and the angels for support. That means this week ain't easy. But if you have the right mindset, I'm so grateful, dear Lord, for everything you provide. I'm so grateful for the experiences that I'm having, and please bless those around me. There's a lot of prayer that needs to happen this week ahead as we shift through our changes. I love the card going ahead into the week that says the whale card. Soul's path. You need to honor your soul's purpose this week. Are you a mom? That's your purpose. Are you a light worker? That's your purpose. Are you somebody that even if you're a janitor or a bookkeeper or something that is of service to other people, for right now, be the best one you can be so that it resonates with helping and of service. We are all here to, in our own little niche in the world, to be of service. And if you are focusing on what you don't have, what's not working, why it's not working, that will send you into the spin cycle of anxiety, depression, and fear because you, and it's ego. you know, there's this piece of ego that feels like you should be at a certain place by now, or you should have certain things by now, or it should show up. God should show up in your version of the way it should be happening. That's a big one. That's something I really personally struggled with. It's not easy. I had to really learn. God shows up when God is ready, doing what God wants to do in the way that God wants to do it, and I just need to be available. That's just it. And whenever I just purely make myself available, it works. And I'm happier and I'm more at peace when I'm connected with God. Now, what's really also very interesting to me is that because I'm in such a public way of service, a lot of people are in this position of feeling like that they need to know or have to know. And there's a lot of uncertainty about how it should happen or what should happen, or, you know, you're trying to make things work or put things into place. I am so in the energy of divine timing this last year. I'm so in the energy of going with the flow. And for me, if you guys knew me, which if you can go listen back to 2010, my client said she listened to 2010 and you know who you are. I was like, that blew me away. I was like, I'm going to go do more podcasts because that just blew me away. And that people could be listening to me for that long. That was like 8 years ago and it resonated with her life. And if you go back and listen to me at that time, it's totally different. I was way more uptight. I was way more controlling. But what's also so interesting about a lot of this is that all of the stuff I tell you now, it also resonates with me, right? Like that's how the angels work. So this week, we are in our soul's purpose. We have to remember that it is in divine timing of our soul's path and our soul's purpose. We're going to believe it's something wrong, not the way I want it. It shouldn't be showing up this way. What the heck, right? Like, but the truth and reality is be grateful and be positive, because most of that is an illusion. Most of that is ego. How awesome is that? Because that means that if you simply let go of any guilt or shame that you're having, let go of any fear of moving forward, or that you've got to do it right, or you have to be in the right position, or maybe it needs to be done the right way and you don't know if you're capable of doing it, or you know, maybe you just feel like you're a sucky mom or dad, or maybe you just feel like I'm so not the child to the parent that I should be. My mom and dad need me and I'm just never there for them because I'm selfish, or, you know, but all of that stuff has been peeling away, because the fact that you're aware of your shortcomings from the past makes you aware that you need to change, and you are changing. So really what the angels are coming in and saying is there's no point in beating yourself up over spilt milk or what could have done or should have done or would have done. The truth is be grateful for this positive moment right now, because I'll guarantee you your kids probably think you're pretty great, or, you know, they may not say it, you know, they may not, but it's never too late. It's never too late to say, I'm here for you. It's never too late to, you know, show them love, compassion. It's never too late to call your mom or dad. It's never too late to, you know, break ties with people that don't serve you in any other way than ego. If you find yourself so caught up in gossiping, negativity, judgment, resentment in your circle of friends or in your circle or group, it's never too late to break away from that. If you find yourself constantly looking at what's wrong, how it's not going to work, why it won't work, an issue here. That was yesterday. Your angels are coming in and saying, be grateful and shift into positivity. And how do you do that? You pray. You say, God, I turn this over to you. God, I release this. I'm forgiving myself. I'm just accepting that was how I was, and I'm going to lean on God to change my heart, to change my path, to change the way forward. If you don't think you can do it, ask God to do it for you. Please change my heart. Please change my ego. Please help me move forward. And then as you do, you will honor your soul's purpose, and then the other card is energy healing work. Some of you, that is a very literal thing. I'm an energy healer, and I haven't been honoring that. I haven't been honoring my soul's purpose. I've been too busy complaining about politics or complaining about work or complaining about what's not working in my life, that instead of praying or sending energy to those areas of my life or those people in my life that need help, that need God, that need channeling, whatever needs, I've been complaining about it instead. Well, you need to honor your soul's purpose. If this is really hitting home for you today and you're really saying, oh, damn, Lisa's hitting hard today. It's not me. It's Archangel Michael. And as we move forward, just shift that thought. In this moment, all is well. That's one thing that I've had to tell people over and over and over and over again for the angels. Stop. 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 Stop it. In this moment, all is well. Like, it doesn't matter shoulda, coulda, woulda, houlda. Like, it doesn't matter. All that matters is this moment. Be grateful. Be positive so that you can create positive results. Let the past go. Free yourself of guilt and shame. If you can't do that, lean on God to help you. Lean on God to let this go, to move forward into your purpose, into your life work, into your energy healing work, because we need your help. That really is what the angels are coming in this week. Hey, we need your help. We are about to start moving forward into some major crap. Like, this world be changing. There's a lot of shifting. If you guys were watching any of my YouTube stuff the last few months, watch your money. Watch your budgeting. Like, you need to be able to be prepared for your gift and for the changes and for everything that's coming ahead. You need to be able to say, I am ready to do what I need to do. And maybe that's just show kindness to people when their life is falling apart. Or maybe it's just to kind of not get sucked into the complaining mode with people of what's wrong and how it's not getting fixed and how it's not better. And oh my God, can you believe that tweet? Oh my God, can you believe that Facebook post? Can you believe that Instagram? Blah, 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 blah. It's really what the angels are like. That is so much fluff. It does not matter. You need to step back and get to work. We are about to move forward. And a lot of the foundation that we're sitting right now is for the next 15 years. Right? I know that's a scary number. If you've been having readings with me, it's no surprise because I've said it thousands and thousands and thousands of times. I've done, yes, thousands of readings in the last 3 years, just this year. And so as we start to move into this, we are now in prep mode. We are now in the place where many of you are choosing to go back into your dysfunction because at least it's warm and cozy and familiar. You go back into hating that girl at work that won't listen to you, or she just thinks she knows better, or you're going back into my mother-in-law is such a witch. You're going back into these self-deprecating kind of thoughts and patterns that hold you back because at least it's safe, you know? I was raised Pentecostal. A lot of you guys know that. And to be 100% honest, that very truth to that is that, you know, if you're any kind of raised in, you know, if we have light, we have dark. And so in order for the light to work, you have to have like darkness for it to overcome. And so those negative thoughts, whether you call them fear, ego, whatever. I have a caller. Very cool. Thank you. I am not taking calls. So if you want to hang up, I'm almost done here. 6 minutes. I don't know what I'm doing with this, so just if you want to know, we're just winging it. Maybe next week. So as you start to kind of move forward and you move into the direction of being grateful, and that really is the light that will overcome the darkness, lean on God and support. Really let go of your own feeling of shame, your own feeling of insecurity, your own feeling of kind of, and how do I do that, Lisa? You pray about it. You really do. I mean, there's such power in knowing that there is a divine source of energy, a creator of all that is, a creator that is there to help us heal, to help us see the loving side of things and people and situations. And your job, especially if you're listening to this and you are even curious about angel card readings, you obviously have some work, right? The light work that you got to do, and you're here, and the angels are here to say, we need your help. it's time to get it together. But as the world goes a little bit darker, a little bit crazier, a little more violent, a little more angry, a little more resentful, this is not a politics thing. This is a humanity thing. I really, really just think humanity is more fearful. I think that we can all intuitively feel the changes that are coming, and I feel like it scares the heck out of us. And the truth is many, many, many people in the world, whether they go to church or don't go to church, doesn't matter, they forget they're not the ones in charge. We are here to help, be of service, to assist, to love, to kind of tap into that eternal power, to tap into that bigger light source. And many people forget that it's available to us, whatever version of believing you have. So this week, I'm going to really challenge you. This energy healing work in the soul's path, when you start to get negative, when people around you start to get negative, because it's going to happen this week. There's a couple of big kind of scary news events that are going to happen this week as well. I know we just went through Florence and the hurricane, and I'm praying for those people. Fires in Utah, which is my home state. I don't live there anymore, but God, I love Utah so much, and I'm just sending prayers. Earthquakes. There's some earthquakes that are coming up, and, you know, to be honest, there's always going to be something. So as a light worker, please tap in as a collective energy to your angels, to the source, to the creator, however you do that. Do you do it with Reiki? Do you do it with prayer? Do you do it with meditation? I challenge you to plug in every day to God's energy, because that's when, one, it'll refresh you, it'll keep you positive, it'll keep you happier, because you won't feel so hopeless, right? And in that, you're able, because you're not feeling hopeless, you're going to be able to go forward into the week ahead, and you're going to give others hope. Okay? So, that said, I would just thank you for joining me. I really appreciate it. Like I said, this is just on a whim. I don't even know if anybody's going to listen to it. I may record it, download it, and put it on YouTube. But for the most part, what's going on here is positive thoughts create positive results. So be grateful this week. There's a lot of people that would love to have what you have, and it's just lean on that. Let go of your own feeling of insecurity or unworthiness or sense of shame, because God didn't make you to do that, and He didn't. It's that darkness. It's that darkness trying to fight the light. And I'm just going to say it. That's the way I believe. I believe that I've seen a lot, and I've talked to a lot, and I've channeled a lot, and I know it's real. I've done this for a long time. I know it's real. Ever since I was a child. There is dark, and luckily light does always win. And if you live in the light, knowing that the light takes care of you, the darkness stays away. Just works that way. So we need you to honor your soul's purpose. We need you to move forward this week ahead. We need you to kind of do your energy healing work for yourself and the world. If you want to sign up for classes, go sign up this week. You need to do something that's going to set the foundation for the next 15 years. And so you have to do what absolutely resonates with you. And if you're getting some sort of slack, or, you know, people are giving you pain from the outside, you know what? That's their pain trying to crush you. It's yours. It's theirs, not yours. So make sure that you understand when someone tries to tear you down, it's because you're doing something that resonates with you and it's authentic, and they're afraid to do that for themselves, whatever theirs is. So pray for them. Pray for them. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed it. This is a lot easier. I don't know. I'm all about simplifying my life right now. So I'm hoping you're with me on that, because we have a lot going on, right? We have so much going on in our lives. So peeling back the layers of what is not necessary and what is not ours is very important right now, so that we can do what we're here to do. And I hope you do that for yourself. It's a gift. So if you want to book a reading with me, it's lisabeachy.com. I am available for Skype and phone calls. I am no longer doing recorded readings. The 10-day wait time period, I put that aside for a bit. So if you need to schedule something, you would probably want to do it quickly. Please do not email me and ask me if I have a time that works better for you. That is my schedule. What you see online is my schedule. I'm holding myself to that because I have a lot going on as well, and that's what I can fit you in. So please don't go emailing me trying to get a better deal, it's just something that's been happening for a better time. So I appreciate you honoring that, and I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you. Bye-bye.